I take thee to be my wedded wife.
我愿意娶你作为我的妻子。
To have and to hold from this day forward.
今后与你在神圣的婚约当中共同生活。
For better, for worse.
无论是顺利或者失意。
For richer, for poorer.
贫穷或者富裕。
In sickness and in health.
疾病或者健康。
To love and to cherish.
我都愿意爱你，珍惜你。
Till death do us part, this is my solemn vow.
并愿意在一生当中对你忠心不变，这个是我对你的承诺。
As much as I hate to admit it, marriage is for a lifetime only.
无论我喜欢不喜欢都好，无可否认婚姻是一辈子的事。
Death puts an expiry date on our marriage vow.
唯有死亡才能够为我的婚姻去画上一个的限期。
When Jesus taught about life after resurrection, he says this.
当主耶稣复活之后，他曾经对生命作过这样的教导。
For when people rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven.
他说因为人从死里复活以后，也不娶也不嫁，而是像天上的天使一样。
This sermon series talk about marriage. So why do we call it forever when there will be no marriage after the resurrection?
这个是一个有关于婚姻的一个的讲道系列。所以如果我们说复活之后是没有婚姻的话，何解我们要称这个系列为之爱无限期呢？
This is the point.
这个就是个重点。
If you look at the three relationships that make up the Christian marriage triangle, at least two of them will continue after death.
你再看看这个基督化的婚姻的里面，一个有关于自己和伴侣和神之间这个的三角关系的里面，原来当中有两段的关系是在生命结束之后依然会继续的。
God's covenantal love for the husband will last forever.
神与你的丈夫之间的爱是会继续不变。
And his covenantal love for the wife will also last forever.
神与你的妻子的爱是会继续的不变。
So the big idea of the sermon series is that we should rethink the horizontal relationship between the husband and wife in light of the vertical relationship between God and the husband and wife.
所以我在这个系列的里面，我们的本意就是，我们就按着人和神这两段的关系的里面，来到去思想今天你和你的伴侣之间这个的横向关系。
So the more we appreciate, the more we understand the significance of the vertical relationships, the better we will be able to love and to cherish one another in the horizontal relationship.
所以今天你和我，若然我们能够越去明白，甚至乎欣赏我们同神之间的关系的时候，其实就会帮助我们越去明白，越去珍惜我们同我们配偶之间的关系。
Let me put up the verse that we have used last week.
让我们看回上个礼拜我们曾经讲过的经文。
Ephesians 5, verse 25 says, Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her,that he might sanctify her.
以弗所书第五章第二十五节，他这样讲，他说，你们作丈夫的要爱妻子，好像基督爱教会，为教会舍己，为的是要他成为圣洁。
So that Christ might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or anything like that, that she might be holy and without blemish.
可以作荣耀的教会归给自己，甚至乎污点皱纹等也没有，而是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
As Pastor Joshua has reminded us last week, marriage allows us to play a part in preparing our spouse for eternity.
上个礼拜我们都被提醒，原来婚姻是我们一个有份于来预备我们的配偶进入永恒的一个的过程。
We have the honor to walk with our spouseOn the journey of sanctification.
我们有幸于与我们的配偶一起去同行这条成圣的旅程。
So that he or she may be presented before God as holy, without blemish, and full of splendor.
以致我们的配偶当去到我们的父神面前的时候，他能够可以带着一份圣洁、没有瑕疵、满有荣耀的位置。
In other words, Christian marriage gives us the context to act as a catalyst of change and an agent of transformation. transformation for our spouse.
換言之，原來一個基督化嘅婚姻係俾我哋一個具體嘅場景，讓我哋可以成為我哋伴侶生命當中轉化嘅嗰個嘅導引者同埋鼓動者。
Whether we are aware of it or not, the fact is Christian couples are constantly influencing and transforming one another.
無論今日我哋在意又好，唔在意又好，原來一對基督徒嘅夫婦，佢哋嘅生命係彼此互相影響緊，並且互相塑造緊。
Husbands, what you say to your wife shapes her as a woman.
各位丈夫，今日你點同你太太說話，你用乜嘢嘅言辭同佢說話，原來係塑造緊你嘅太太嘅。
The words you use mold her as a wife.
你嘅說話係塑造緊佢成為一個點樣嘅妻子。
The condescending tone in your voice will diminish her self-image.
倘若今日你每每同佢說話都用一種唯我獨尊、君臨天下嘅口吻嘅話，你知唔知你係踐踏緊佢嘅形象？
The way you ignore her reinforces her own view that she is dispensable.
而今日倘若你對佢嘅態度係豬般嘅冷淡，並且有一份小看佢嘅態度，你知唔知你會令到佢感覺到自己可有可無？
Even how you look at a woman or how you interact with another woman speaks volumes to her about her self-worth.
就連你今日用乜嘢嘅眼光、乜嘢嘅眼神嚟到去睇另一位嘅女性，又或者你點樣嚟到同嗰位嘅女性嚟到去交往，你知唔知你係好大聲咁樣話緊俾你嘅太太聽，佢嘅自我價值係幾多
？You are transforming your wife in ways you'll never know.
你知唔知你喺不知不覺嘅時間當中，你已經不斷咁樣嚟到去塑造並轉化緊你嘅太太
？In the same way, wives.How you treat your husband shapes him as a man.
同樣道理，各位太太，你知唔知今日你點樣對待你嘅丈夫，同樣你塑造緊佢成為一個點樣嘅男人嘅。
The questions you pose every time he tries to make a decision tear down his self-confidence.
今日嘅裏面，你用乜嘢口吻嚟到質疑每一次佢經過努力同埋考慮之後所作嘅決定，其實你係破壞緊佢嘅自信心。
When you are winning the argument every single time, it shows him how incompetent he is.
當每一次你同佢爭論嘅時候，你唔輸得，你起勢要贏嘅時候，你其實係話緊俾你嘅丈夫聽，其實你知唔知你係幾咁嘅不濟
？The blame you puts on him again and again makes him feel guilty and unforgivable.
每一次你將你自己嘅不幸全部嘅推卸並係賴喺你嘅丈夫嘅身上，其實你知唔知你又係不斷咁樣加添對方嘅內疚感，並且話俾對方翻你係幾咁唔值得原諒
？And the sarcastic response on your face tells him that there is no point trying to become a better person.
而每一次當你嘅臉上帶住一份諷刺嘅表情嚟到向著對方嘅時候，你話緊俾你嘅丈夫聽，佢係一個唔值得被尊重嘅一個人。
Imagine the influence you have had on your husband in the months and years, even decades of your marriage.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，你自己想象，就係經年累月嘅裏面，你喺婚姻當中，究竟你對於你嘅丈夫帶嚟乜嘢嘅影響，乜嘢嘅塑造咧？
The moment a man and a woman enter into marriage, whether they like it or not, they have become agents of transformation for each other. The question is, what kind?
当一个男人一个女人他们走在一起成为夫妇进入婚姻的时候，这个就是那个的开始，就是开始他们互相成为对方生命的转化的导引者和鼓动者。所以问题就是究竟转化了什么？
What kind of changes are we making to our spouse?
究竟你为到你嘅配偶为佢带嚟咗啲乜嘢嘅改变
？Wives, are you sanctifying your husband, making him more holy?
各位太太啊，你有冇洁净你嘅丈夫，帮助佢成为圣洁咧
？And husbands, are you cleansing, your wife, presenting her?In splendor before God.
各位丈夫啊，你又有冇洁净你嘅妻子，以致佢能够在上帝嘅面前满有荣光咧
？Are we preparing our spouse for eternity, or are we leading each other to hell through marriage?
我哋究竟今日喺我哋嘅婚姻嘅里面，我哋预备紧我哋嘅配偶进入永恒啊，定系我哋透过呢两份婚姻将对方拉入地狱啊
？This morning, I want to show you the honor of being an agent of transformation in your marriage.
今天嘅早上咧，我好想俾你见到，就系作为我哋伴侣婚姻嘅里面一个生命嘅转化者，当中其实系带着几大嘅荣幸同埋尊荣。
Let me go to the scripture to show you how it works. Ephesians chapter 1.
让我们回到圣经里面，我们看看究竟是怎样的。以弗所书第一章。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
我们的主耶稣基督的父神是应当称颂的，他在基督里曾经把天上各种属灵的福气来赐给我们。
God has blessed us.
神赐福给我们。
Not just with any blessings, but spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
神赐福给我们的，不单止地上面各种的福分，甚至乎在天上属灵的福分要赐过给我们。
And God has blessed us not with one, not two, not even three spiritual blessings, but every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
神要赐福我们的，不单止是一种的福分，两种的福分，三种的福分，而是天上各种各种属灵的福分都要赐过给我们。
What are some of these blessings?
Verse
4, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. That's one blessing.
就好像第四节所讲，就如创立世界的以前，他在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。这个是第一种的福分。
God has chosen us way back before we were born, before our parents got married, before our grandparents have met, even before the world has begun to exist.
原来在我们的出生的以前，在我们的父母还没结婚之前，在我们的祖父母还没互相认识之前，甚至乎在这个世界创立以先，原来神早已经拣选了你和我。
His goal for us before the beginning of the world was to make us holy and blameless like himself.
而他对我们的目标，那个心意就是愿意我们从世界开始的时候已经在他的面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
In verse 5, in love he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will.
在第五节的里面，圣经这样说，他说因着爱，他又按着自己的旨意所喜悦的，预定我们藉着耶稣基督的儿子女儿的名分。
So God has adopted us into his family so that we may become his children.
所以今天神定义就是将你和我收纳在他的家的里面，要成为他的儿女。
Not because we are worthy, but because he loves us.
不是因为你和我配得，而是只因为上帝今天他很深爱着你和我。
And he is determined to do it whatever it takes.
到一个的地步，就是无论如何，上帝说他都要定义成就，将这一切在我们的身上。
Verse 7, in him, in Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of God's grace which he lavished upon us.
所以来到第七节的时候，圣经就说，我们在他爱子里藉着他的血蒙了救赎，过犯得到赦免，就是按着他丰盛的恩典，这恩典是他充充足足地赐给我们的。
God has let his own son die on the cross so that our sins may be forgiven, so that we may become his children.
神让他的儿子钉在十字架上，好叫你和我的罪能够在上帝的面前得以赦免，以至于我们能够成为上帝的儿女。
This is according to his grace.
这个完全是来自父神的恩典。
According to the riches of his grace.
是来自他丰盛的恩典。
According to the riches of his grace which he lavished upon us.
来自他厚厚的恩典倾倒在我们的身上。
God has no hesitation, no reservation. His grace did not come in a fixed ration or a limited provision, but he lavished it upon us.
神在他的恩典里面，他没有任何的犹豫，没有任何的保留，他的恩典就是没有任何的限制和考虑，这样只管封口这样倾倒在你和我的身上。
So Ephesians 1 is one of my favorite passages in the Bible.
所以以弗所书第一章过去是我最喜欢的一段的圣经。
I will gladly share it with any believer, any seeker, skeptics, or even critics of Christianity.
所以对着不同的人，包括了信徒也好，寻道的人也好，对基督的信仰仍然怀有怀疑，甚至乎批评的人都好，我都很喜欢能够将这段的经文与他们来分享。
Just give me a podium and I will preach this passage at any time because everyone needs to know how God thinks about them.
你只需要俾我一个讲台就得啦，我就可以随时随地嘅同呢一班人嚟到宣讲，因为我深信就系呢一度每一个人都需要清楚知道，在神嘅眼里面究竟神系点样睇佢哋。
Everyone except one person whom I have always omitted is my wife.
每一个人都需要听，不过有一个人我成日都漏咗，我好大意嘅漏咗。
It has never occurred to me that this passage talks about her as well.
不知道为什么我就从来都好像没有幻想过，就是原来这段经文都是对着她说的。
I mean, we've been married for 22 years.
我结了婚已经22年。
I know Ava, she is my wife.
我知道 Ava 是哪一个，她是我的太太。
She is my children's mother.
她是我三个小朋友的妈妈。
She is my teammate, she is my co-worker.
他是我的队友，他是我的伴侣，他是我的同工。
It's never come across my mind that someone in this world would know her better than I do, and someone in this world would care about her more than I do.
而我肯定一样嘢，在这个世界里面不会有另一个人比我更加的知道他是一个怎样的人，关心他。
Until one day, when I was reading this passage, God says to me, let me tell you how I think about your wife.
直到有一天，当我再读到这一段经文的时候，忽然之间神在心里面就提醒我，就是他说，不如我告诉你们，究竟我是怎样看你太太。
God says it's very straightforward. All you need to do is to put her name in the passage and read it again.
父神提醒我一件事，就是其实你要知道我怎样看你太太，其实很直接的，你只需要将你太太的名字放入在这一段的经文的里面，你好好读一次你就会知道。
And that's what I did, and I was so shocked.
於是我就真係咁樣做，結果令到我非常之震驚。
Imagine putting your wife's name, putting your husband's name in a Bible passage, and discover for the first time who this person sleeping next to you really is.
弟兄姊妹啊，你想象啊，只要你將你嘅丈夫嘅名字，又或者你妻子嘅名字放喺呢段嘅經文嘅時候，你就會發現啊，呢一次係你第一次嘅發現，就係原來每一日瞓喺你隔離嗰個神嘅眼中，佢係一個點樣嘅人。
Let me illustrate.Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed Ava in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
让我用一个例子来同你们解释，就好像我这样读，我们主耶稣基督的父神是应当称重的，他在基督里曾经把天上各种属灵的福气赐给我的太太加奇。
It's so powerful, isn't it? Imagine putting your husband's name, your wife's name there.
哇，呢样嘢真系好震撼噶！你试下就将你太太嘅名字或者你丈夫嘅名字摆落呢段经文嘅里面啦。
Put it into verse 4. Even as he chose Ava in him before the foundation of the world, that she should be holy and blameless before him.
你就将你太太或者丈夫嘅名字摆落第四节，就好似咁样读，就如创立世界以前。他在基督里拣选了加奇，使他在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
God has chosen my wife.
神要拣选我的太太。
And he wants her to be holy and blameless before him.
神要我的太太在他的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Verse 5. In love, he predestined her to for adoptions to himself as a daughter.Through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will.
又好似第五节咁样，因着爱，他又按着自己旨意所喜悦的，预定他藉着耶稣基督得女儿嘅名分。
That's not how I have treated her in our marriage.
老实讲啊，喺咁多年嘅婚姻嘅里面，我真系从来冇谂过要咁样去对待我嘅太太。
I mean, to the extent.That she has served me well, I have treated her well.
我的意思是，这么多年里面，我们想的就是，她对我有多么好，而我又用我最大的努力尝试对她好。
But I have never treated her as God's daughter.
但我从来对待她，我没有想过，没有当她是神的女儿这样来去对待她。
Verse 7, in him, in Christ,Ava has redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of her trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon her.
第七节，加奇在他爱子里， 藉着他的血蒙了救赎，过犯得到赦免，都是按着他丰盛的恩典，这恩典是他匆匆足足地赐给他的。
God lavished his grace upon her.
神丰厚的恩典要倾倒在我的太太身上。
What does it mean? To lavish is to bestow something in extravagant quantities upon someone.
什么叫做倾倒？意思是什么？就是一个人他很奢侈，很阔绰地将他的东西来赐给对方。
God lavished his grace upon Ava.
神将恩典很奢侈、很富足咁样嚟到倾倒喺 Ava 嘅身上。
And as I was reading this passage, perhaps for the first time, listening to how God thinks about my wife, I was filled with shame.
而当我第一次咁样嚟到读呢段嘅经文，我就发现，我就明白，原来上帝系咁样睇我嘅太太嘅。喺嗰刻，我心里面感觉到极度嘅惭愧。
Because I've never lavished anything upon my wife。
因为对我嚟讲，我从来冇谂过要倾倒嘢喺我嘅太太嘅身上。
Not grace, not love, not comfort, not care, not even money. I've never lavished anything upon her。
我冇将恩典倾倒喺佢嘅身上，我冇将爱倾倒，我冇将安慰，甚至乎我冇将金钱倾倒喺佢嘅身上。我基本上冇谂过要倾倒啲乜嘢。
I just took her for granted in our marriage。
相反，我将我哋嘅关系、我哋嘅相处看为必然，甚至乎有阵时候系感觉到奉旨嘅添。
So I confessed my sin before God and asked Him for forgiveness。
于是我喺上帝嘅面前，我求上帝嘅怜悯，我认罪悔改，求佢嘅宽恕。
But God is not done yet, and He said, "I want to show you another passage."
但系谁不知神对我嘅提醒还未完结，佢话我还想嚟到让你睇另一段嘅经文。
So I turned to the passage, and He said, "Now read it. I want you to see her through my eyes."
于是我打开嗰段嘅圣经，然之后我被提醒嘅就系、是，你而家就读啦，我想你试下点样用我嘅眼界、我嘅眼睛嚟去睇。
Romans 8:29, for Ava, whom God foreknew, he also predestined her to be conformed to the image of his son.
罗马书第八章第二十九节，因为神预先知道家期，他就预先命定他和他儿子的形象一模一样。
Try putting your husband's name there. Try putting your wife's name there.
你试下将你的太太或者你的丈夫的名字摆在这里面。
And she whom God predestined, he also called. She whom he called, he also justified. And she whom he justified, he also glorified.
他预先命定的人，他呼召他。他所召来的人，他称他为义。他所称为义的人，他要使他来得荣耀。
I was speechless.
我无话可说。
God has a plan for Ava from the ancient past to the eternal future.
原来上帝从上古的时候开始，一直到永恒的将来，对于我太太 Ava， 原来已经有他的计划。
God has known her since the beginning of the world.
上帝在创立世界以前已经认识 Ava。
And God is waiting for her at eternity even now.
甚至乎嚟到呢一刻，神喺佢永恒嘅将来嘅里面，佢仍然等待紧佢。
So I have to honestly ask myself, am I her helper or am I a roadblock to her destiny?
因为呢一个嘅醒觉，唔令到我不得不问自己一个嘅问题，就系喺呢一切嘅当中，究竟我系一个帮助紧佢嘅一个嘅人啦？定系喺度阻碍紧佢，被神喺佢身上面成就呢一切计划嘅嗰个嘅人呢
？Verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for Ava, who can be against her?
第三十一节，既是这样，我们对这一切还有什么话说呢？神若这样为家期，谁能敌对他呢
？I mean, if God is for her, what chance do I have if I go against her?
倘若今天我知道原来上帝是为他的话，上帝是保护他的话，其实我又凭什么，凭什么的资格和能力去拦阻，甚至乎去敌对他呢？
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for her, how will he not also with him graciously give her all things?
他连自己的儿子都舍得为家琪把他交出来，难道不也把万有和他一同白白地赐给他吗？
Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他为义了。
Who is to condemn? Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for her.
谁能定家琪的罪呢？有耶稣基督的死了，并且复活了，而今在神的右边，也替他祈求。
If I have been complaining about her, blaming her, grumbling before God all the time, what chance do I have if Jesus is personally interceding for her every now and then, every day and night?
倘若今日我依然整日的来到去投诉她，责怪她，在神的面前埋怨她，但主耶稣在这里告诉我们，他是每时每刻的为到他祈求，在神的右边与他同在的话，请问我又凭什么来到去拒绝他，与他敌对呢？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
谁能使他与基督耶稣的爱隔绝呢？是患难么？是困苦么？是逼迫么？是迫害么？是饥饿么？是赤身露体么？是危险么？是刀剑么？
For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, including myself, will be able to separate her from the love of God in Christ Jesus, her Lord.
因为我深信，无论是生，是死，是天使，是掌权的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是有能力的，是高天的，是深渊的，或是任何别的被造之物，都不能叫家琪与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在他的主耶稣基督里的。
Have you ever thought about your spouse like this?
弟兄啊，你有没有曾几何时试过用一个这样的角度来看你的太太？
Because I've always thought that this marriage was for me.
很多时候，我们是用一种很自我中心的角度来看我们的婚姻。
I had so many complaints and demands and expectations on how this marriage should work for me.
我们有很多的投诉，我们有很多的渴求，很多的期望，我们甚至乎认为我们的婚姻是应该按照我的心意，我的期望来出现。
But to know that God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for my wife.
但当我们再一次被提醒，就是神是怎样让自己的儿子为我们的太太来摆上他的生命。
And no one, nothing, not even death itself can separate her from the love of God in Jesus Christ.
甚至今天他告诉我们，就是没什么，就连死亡都不可以将主耶稣基督对和他之间的爱来分开。
Have you ever thought about your spouse like that?
你有没有曾几何时是这样来到去想，来到去想你的配偶啊？
It was only grace that God has put me alongside Ava for a few years in this life.
而今天我之所以有幸能够和我的太太 Ava 一起在这个人生当中一个这么短的时间里面同行，这个全部都是上帝的恩典。
So that I have a part to play in sanctifying her, cleansing her, and presenting her in splendor before God.
以至今天我能够可以在这个生命的里面，我能够可以扮演一个角色， 就是一个能够帮助他，让他能够成为圣洁，预备到他能够满有荣光地来到父神的面前的一个的角色。
This should completely change how we interact with our spouse in our marriages.
你知不知道这一幅的图画是完全的改变了我在以后下来的时间，究竟我怎样跟我的太太在婚姻的里面来到生活。
For me, thisrealization is critical. It's critical because of my life stage.
而到咗我咁嘅年纪，其实呢个嘅醒觉更加感觉到迫切。
I mean, best case scenario, I have another 30 years to walk with Ava to prepare her for eternity.
我嘅意思就系，其实我真系唔知道我仲有几多年可以同佢喺埋一齐。最好嘅就系我能够可以再多30年，于是我有30年嘅时间嚟到帮助佢预备好佢嚟到翻翻到父神嗰度。
But then who knows? I may only have 20 years.
但我哋点知啫？我哋唔知道听日会系点嘅，可能我只系得20年咧。
Perhaps just 10.
又或者我可能只系得10年。
The time I have with her is very limited compared to the time that she will have with Christ for eternity.
比对于将来佢会同我哋嘅父神、我哋嘅主耶稣基督有永恒嘅时间一齐，今日我同佢在世嘅时间其实真系好有限嘅啫。
So, what kind of a woman am I going to help her to become?
所以今日我嘅问题就系，究竟我要帮助佢成为一个点样嘅女人
？So in my prayers, I ask God to give me.To give me a vision of this woman that he wants Ava to become.
所以喺我嘅祷告嘅里面，我就求神俾我一个嘅睇见，俾我一个嘅意象，就系让我知道究竟喺神嘅眼里面，喺佢嘅心意嘅里面，佢想 Ava 成为一个点样嘅人。
I mean, God, this is your precious daughter. So show me a vision of this woman so that I know how to walk with her.
所以我嘅祷告就系神啊，呢个系你宝贵嘅儿女啊。这个是你宝贵的女来的，我求你，你让我知道究竟你对她的心意是什么，你想她成为一个怎样的人，于是我知道我应该怎样在这段婚姻里面与她同行。
And God said, open the scriptures, read my word, and learn to see her through my eyes.
而仿佛父神对我的回应就是，你打开我的圣经，读我给你的话语，并且学习透过用我的眼睛来到去看你的伴侣。
It is counterintuitive, isn't it?
真的不是很合常理。
I mean, as a couple, we have always seen each other through our own eyes, haven't we?
我的意思就是，我们作为夫妇的，我们经常用我们自己的方法、自己的眼光、自己的眼界来到去看对方。
The man sees the woman through his own eyes as a husband.
倘若我们是丈夫的，我们就用一个丈夫的角度来看我们的妻子。
So naturally we would see her as the child bearer.
所以很自然的，用一个男人的角度来看自己的妻子，就会将妻子看成为一个只懂得臭仔的人。
The housekeeper.
家务助理。
The laundry washer.
一部洗衣机。
The rice cooker.
一个电饭煲
，the grocery shopper，
每一日要去买餸嗰啲姐姐
，and of course the sex partner，
同埋性伴侣。
In the same way, the woman sees a man through her own eyes as a wife。
同样地，一个嘅女性，佢以一个妻子嘅角度嚟去睇自己嘅丈夫。
So by default, he is the Uber driver you call and he comes。
所以很多时候我们看他就好像一个网约车的司机一样，你打电话他就要来了。
He is the weightlifter.
他是个苦力。
The bodyguard.
他是保镖。
The handyman.
他是水电的修理工。
The waste collector.
他是垃圾收集员。
And the travel companion.
还有旅游玩伴。
Oh yes, I'm sure that your husband is all that and he can do it well, but this is not what he is. This is not who he is in eternity.
我好相信你嘅丈夫过去嘅里面都有做呢啲嘢，但系在永恒当中，这个唔系你嘅丈夫，你丈夫唔系咁样嘅。
This is not who your wife is in eternity.
同样地喺永恒嘅当中，你嘅太太唔系咁样嘅。
God said you must learn to see her through my eyes.
上帝提醒我哋，今日我哋要需要用佢嘅眼睛嚟到睇我哋嘅伴侣。
Let me give you a vision of your wife, the woman you should help her to become.
让我哋嘅眼界嚟到被调教，好叫我哋能够睇到我哋要点样帮助我哋嘅配偶，塑造佢成为一个点样嘅人。
Open the scriptures.And learn to see her through my eyes.
让我们打开上帝的说话，来到去学习怎样用上帝的眼睛来看我们的配偶。
So I turned to Philippians 3, one of my favorite New Testament passages, and put Ava's name there.
於是我再打開腓立比書第三章，再一次嘅我將我嘅太太 Ava 嘅名字擺喺裏面。
Verse 7 says, whatever gain she had, Ava would count as loss for the sake of Christ.
聖經咁樣講，佢話然而以前對他有益的，現在因著基督嘅緣故，加其都當作是有損的。
I mean, imagine the resistance when I was seeing a vision of my wife through God's eyes for the first time.
你能不能够想象啊？当我打呢段经文，透过呢段经文，就试一次用上帝嘅眼光嚟去睇我嘅太太嘅时候，我里面啊，其实有一啲嘅挣扎喺里面嘅。
Verse 8. Indeed, she would count everything as loss.Because of the surpassing wealth of knowing Christ Jesus her Lord.
因为就好像第八节所讲，不但这样，他也把万事当作是有损的，因为他以认识他主基督耶稣为至宝。
It's no small thing that I should help my wife to know Christ Jesus above everything else, including myself.
喂，这个不是讲玩的，不是小事来的。今天里面上帝要我去帮助我的太太去认识主耶稣，到一个地步要认识多过世上所有的一切，包括认识我作为她的丈夫。
For his sake, Ava has suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that she may gain Christ.
为了她，加其把万事都抛弃了，看作废物，为了要得着基督。
Really? All things, even her family, her husband, her church and her career?
真咩？讲笑啊？万事哦，包括埋佢嘅家庭，包括埋佢嘅教会，包括埋佢嘅事业。
Count them as rubbish that she may gain Christ.
都要当作废物，为要得着基督。
I mean, even if I am okay with it, I'm not sure that she is.
我即使佢咁样谂嘅就系，即使我能够接受得到，但系呢个都未必系佢所想嘅。
And then comes the surprising answer in verse 13.
谁不知之嗰个嘅答案原来就喺第十三节。
This is like God has already prepared an answer for me.
就好似父神已经老早预备好个答案，并且佢要代替我嘅太太回答我嘅一样。
Verse 13 says, "Brother, my." Dear husband, I do not consider myself that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
就好像第十三节这样跟我说的一样，弟兄，我所亲爱的丈夫啊，我不以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的事，向着目标竭力追求，为要得着神在基督耶稣里召我往上去得的奖赏。
Husbands, did you know that God has a vision of your wife?
丈夫，你知不知道今日神给你的太太一份的意象，一份对生命的愿景。
She is a daughter of the Heavenly Father, and you should learn to see her through His eyes.
你知不知道她是我们父神宝贝的女儿，今天你要学习透过父神的眼光重新一次来看她。
Wives, did you know that God has a vision for your husband?
太太啊，你知不知道今日上帝同样地俾一份嘅意象，一份生命嘅愿景俾你嘅丈夫。
He loves the man you have married. He loves your man.
神爱你所下嫁嘅丈夫，神爱你嘅男人。
So you must learn to see him through his eyes.
所以你必须要同样地用上帝嘅眼睛嚟对望呢个嘅男人。
I stopped. I pondered.
我停在这里，我心里面很大的挣扎。
And I was trying to sort out what all this means for myself and my marriage.
我尝试去理解究竟这一切，究竟对于我，又或者对于我的婚姻来讲，是带着一份什么的意义呢？
I closed my eyes and I fast forward our lives.
於是我嘗試眯埋眼，我就喺嘗試幻想下我同我太太以後落嚟嘅日子到將來係點樣。
To that day when my wife would be on her deathbed with our children.
到咗嗰日，就係當我嘅太太就嚟要離開呢個世界嘅嗰一刻，床邊所圍住嘅係我哋嘅兒女。
It is time for her to depart.
那個就是她將要離開這個世界的時間。
What would she say to her children?
她會跟我們的子女說一番什麼的說話呢？
What would I want her to say to Angela, David and Sam?
我心願，我想望她會跟我的子女會說一番什麼的說話呢？
And God says, let this be her last words.
而好俾上帝同我讲，就系不如就让呢一番嘅说话成为佢最后嘅说话。
My children, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Don't be sad. There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will award me on that day.
我的孩子啊，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所持的信仰我已经守住了，所以你们不要难过，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是主在那日要赏赐给我的。
Imagine if all of us, Christian couples, will renew our commitment to our spouse today, saying to one another,
想象，今日我们每一对的基督徒的夫妇，我们就能够在今日，我们再次向着我们的配偶，重新一次去更新我们对对方的承诺。
I take thee, my dear husband,I take thee, my dear wife,
親愛的丈夫，親愛的太太,
to have and to hold from this day forward.
我願意今後與你在神聖的婚約當中共同生活,
for better, for worse,
無論順利或者失意,
for richer, for poorer,
貧窮或者富裕,
in sickness and in health,
疾病或者健康,
to love and to cherish,
我都愿意爱护你，珍惜你。
So that when you depart to be with the Lord, these will be your last word.
以致你在离别回到天家，到我们的父神那里的那一日，你都能够讲上翻这一番的说话。
Imagine that.
想象是这样。
What a marriage.
一段何等美满的婚姻。
What a life.
是一份何等满足的人生。
And what a joy it will be to see our spouse in splendor before God on that day.
而去到上帝的面前，你和我能够可以成为我们配偶的见证，我们就亲眼见证着他满有荣光地站在我们的父神的面前。弟兄姊妹，是何等大的喜乐啊。
Let us pray.
让我们低头同心祷告。
I want to give you a time of reflection. Some of us has a lot to think about. Some of us have some confession to do.
好想俾大家有一啲嘅反省嘅時間，因為深信喺我哋嘅當中有啲人，我哋有好多嘢嘅思考，有好多嘅消化，並且我哋有一啲嘅啊，一啲嘅過錯過往過咗，我哋盼望能夠再上帝的面前，你就是认罪悔改。
If you have been reminded of some of the wrongs that you have done to your spouse, why don't you confess your sins and ask God for forgiveness?
倘若过去里面你曾经不同的方法、不同的原因，你亏负了你的太太， 不如你今天你就在太太的面前你就求原谅，并且求父神对你的宽恕。
Because the person that you have wronged is not just your spouse, she is also God's child.
因为今天你所亏负的人不单只是你的配偶，甚至乎他的身份是神的女儿，是神的儿子。
So I want to give you a moment of silence. If the Holy Spirit is helping you right now, confess your sin.
所以现在这一刻里面，我想给你一点点时间，让圣灵在你心里面动工的话，要你来认罪悔改的话，我给你一点点时间来默想。
And some of us perhaps would like to renew our marriage vow this morning.
或者今天的早上，在我们当中有些夫妇，他很想透过这样的机会来更新重新他对他自己配偶的婚约。
Using the vow that I've just used this morning.
就用我刚才来读给大家的婚约，来作为对配偶的一份重生的一个的盟誓。
I invite all of you to stand up.
我请大家一同嚟起立。
You don't have to say it out loud. You can just follow us and say it in your heart.
你唔需要嚟到出声嚟到读，但系我想你喺心嘅里面，你就跟住我哋嚟到一同嘅嚟到去读。
So if the Holy Spirit is prompting you this morning, I invite you.Right now, to renew your marriage vow.
所以今天的早上，若然而家呢一刻，圣灵在心里面俾你有感动的时候，要你嚟到重新去更新，并且重新你对于你的配偶的婚约的话，今天的早上，我鼓励你跟随我哋去做。
I take thee, my dear husband. I take thee, my dear wife.
亲爱的丈夫，亲爱的太太
，to have and to hold from this day forward，
我愿意今后与你在神圣的婚约当中共同生活
，for better for worse，
无论是顺利或者失意
，for richer for poorer，
贫穷或者富裕
，in sickness and in health，
疾病或者健康。
To love and to cherish.
我都愿意爱护你，珍惜你。
So that when you depart to be with the Lord, this may be your last word.
以致你离别翻到天父嗰日嘅时候，或许你可以讲上呢一番嘅说话。
I have fought the good fight.
那美好嘅仗我已经打过了。
I have finished the race.
当跑嘅路我已经跑尽了。
I have kept the faith.
所持的信仰我已经守住了。
This is how I will help you.
这个就是我会这样来帮助你。
So help me, God.
神啊，求你帮助我。
So let me bless you, church. May God give you a vision of your marriage and your family.May He help you to learn to see each other through God's eyes.
弟兄姊妹，让我们接受上帝的赐福，愿神帮助我们，叫我们重新得着一份新的对婚姻和家庭里面的意象。又愿父神帮助我们，帮助我们学习怎样用父神的眼光来看我们的配偶，好叫我们的关系能够可以建基在一种互相欣赏、互相守望的关系上。
I wonder if you guys have a love song or a praise song between the two of you.
我好奇究竟在你和你的太太或者丈夫之间有没有一首属于你们的情歌或者赞美诗。
In a moment, we are going to sing a response song, and this song is called Build My Life.
接下来这一刻里面，我们会唱一首的回应诗歌，这首诗歌的名字叫建造我生命。
What if we adopt this as our love song for our marriage?
不如我们就将这一首歌来到去将它收纳成为了你和你配偶之间的歌。
God, I will build my marriage upon your love.
神啊，我就会将我的婚姻建造在你的爱这个的基础上。
And let your love be the firm foundation of our marriage.
我们就愿意你的爱来到成为了我们的 婚姻嗰个永不会动摇嘅根基。
We will put our trust in you alone。
我哋愿意选择嘅，你要将我哋嘅信心单单摆喺你嘅身上。
And our marriage and our family will not be shaken。
好叫我哋嘅婚姻，好叫我哋嘅家庭不致动摇。
Even if you are single to this morning，
今天早上若即使你是单身
or divorced or widowed， you can still sing this song with confidence。
又或者过去里面你经历过离婚，又或者经历过丧偶嘅都好，今日你知唔知你依然可以带着信心咁样嚟到唱呢首歌
？Knowing that you are safely in the arms of God。
因为我哋知道今日我哋已经好平安地嚟到在父神嘅傍庇嘅里面。
You are not alone. You are loved。
你唔系孤单一个人。你是被神所爱的。
Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none besides you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me with your love to those around me. Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Oh, holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
Come build our life, Lord.
I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will build my
trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation.
Dear Father, what can we say? You have lavished your love and your grace upon our spouse more than we can ever imagine. And you have a bright future for her that she or he may share your glory. And for that, we are thankful. And thank you for choosing us that we may have a part to play in sanctifying him, in sanctifying her, and preparing him, preparing her to see you on that day. 天父，我们多谢你，因为你将你那个丰厚的恩典是毫无保留地、豪爽阔绰地去倾倒在我们的配偶身上。而上帝，你又凭着同一个恩典揀選我們，放我們在我們的伴侶的生命當中，以致我們在短暫的一生當中能夠跟祂同行，直至到我們預備祂進入永恆，永遠跟祢在一起。天父，今早上我們所接收的一切，我們多謝祢，奉主耶穌基督的名求，阿門。弟兄姊妹請坐。